You are listening to the Wealth Without Bay Street podcast, a Canadian guide to building dependable wealth. Join your hosts, Richard Canfield and Jason Lowe, as they unlock the secrets to creating financial peace of mind in an uncertain world. Discover the strategies and mindsets to a financial future that you can bank on.
Get our simple 7-step guide to becoming your own banker. It's easy. Head over to 7steps.ca and learn exactly the learning process required for you to implement this amazing strategy into your financial life. That's 7steps.ca.
Well, I am super excited to be back on the Wealth Without Bay Street podcast to expand our client series here with our amazing hosts, Jason Lowe and Richard Canfield, and one of my favorite human beings and one of my most enthusiastic clients, Scott Butt.
Hey, Scott. Welcome.
Thank you, guys. Thank you so much for having me.
And now we were chatting before the show. So, Scott, where are you in Canada today? So you and Richard are actually quite close to each other on the West Coast. Is that right?
Yeah, I am 50 kilometers away from Richard. I live in Hope, British Columbia. And Richard's out in Chilliwack. And I used to live in Chilliwack about 5 or 6 years ago. So not too far from.
Well, here's hoping that our listeners get a lot of value out of the conversation today.
I hope is a beautiful location if no one's ever visited. Yeah. And before we hit the record button, Scott and I were talking about a few, pretty amazing things there. There's a really awesome waterfall, and he just shared with me that he basically goes walking there with his dog almost every day. So I'm probably going to go visit it again here in the very near future. And it's also where the first Rambo movie was filmed, in that general vicinity, for anyone that doesn't know, a little trivia. And it's kind of interesting, Scott, because you're very East Coast, West Coast. You're the best East Coast, West Coast that you can get, because you've been living in BC for 30 years, but you're out from Newfoundland originally. So I think that's pretty amazing. You have a breadth of context to provide all of our listeners, certainly in Canada. And, it sounds like, you've had a really amazing career as a correctional officer, of course, and your wife is also a nurse. So you're both working in, government oriented jobs, stable scenario. And somehow along the line, I'm really curious, where was the catalyst event? What transpired that all of a sudden said that you guys needed to start learning about new financial type of activities? Has it always been a hobby of yours, or is it something that just sort of you were pushed down a path of like, what else could we be doing when it comes to our financial condition?
Yeah, I guess the starting point for that was, unfortunately, I think when my dad passed away in 2020, I saw how life insurance transformed the next kind of journey steps for my mom. And when I arrived back from Newfoundland, I began diving into finances. And I think I was on a Fisher investment thing. I have it right here. It's a kind of financial plan for your insurance, or sorry, asset locations, account types, CBP, OES, income sources. And then the last piece of the pie was insurance. And that's when I found you guys online through an algorithm and getting a lot of financial advice through YouTube. And then I found you guys, and then I started learning about whole life insurance. And I was like, you guys are the top educators on this, and not just insurance, but finances in general, and everything that's come with it has kind of transformed me. And it's transformed me in my health, financial IQ, and setting the stage up for my daughter in the future, resting easier at night. And it's really coming together, and it's really changed me. And not just all the books, the cash follows the leader, keep taxes away from your wealth, house and warehouse wealth, of course, this big book will change your life.
Get the whole library there.
I haven't read it as much as Jason or Vernon or Sarko, but or yourself, Richard. But I'm getting into the little snippets and highlighting things. And there is so much inspiration and imagination within the book. It's and then all the other books that Jason has shared with me, Joe Polish, What's In It For Them, the two Dan Sullivan books. Everything is just broaching out for me. And so I had lots of little wins. I had things in motion. I would say to anybody, take action on this for your family. It's a long-term game. And I guess that's what it's always been for me, investing and invest in yourself. This is the last piece of the pie, but it should have been the first piece of the pie.
Well, here, so Scott, here's something that comes up for me, and I was expressing this in a earlier conversation that I was having with this large group of professionals that we were educating on this concept. And when we got to the end of the education, I said, you know, there's a proverb, but I'm not sure if you've heard this before, but it is, to know and not to do
is not to know.
Is not to know.
Sorry. So good.
And that, I think what you've just expressed, just as a shining example of, you went on this journey of developing awareness and clarity and reading and watching and listening. And so you got to a place where you were in the know. And not only were you in the know, you took action. And because it's just, the knowledge is really meaningless if you don't do something with it. And so credit to you for doing that.
Yes. Thank you, Jason. The mentorship, the education, the resources you have on your Ascendant Financial website, the connections, the people I've met, and what's pushed me into some, you know, opportunities that I wasn't able to pull the trigger on, but I know they're coming more often. So now I've just recently connected with Trust Your Talent with Tim. And that's another thing. Can't wait for another Family Banking Summit.
Mm, it's going to be awesome.
Yeah, there's lots of energy. You know, I was reading Nelson's book the other day, and it talks about you know, the biggest problem or thing is educating people for you guys. So, I mean, kudos to you. Nelson must be so proud of you, looking down from heaven, and that you guys are doing all this and bringing this. There you go. Yeah. So, yeah, I was right there with you. And
yep. Yeah.
Great job.
Yep. Every day.
Really appreciative.
One thing I really appreciate about what you shared, Scott, like what comes up for me based on some of the things that you've indicated, is you're really describing, I think, for our listeners, what the infinite component of infinite banking is. And it's everything that's outside of the financial, actually, to a large degree. You talked about health. You talked about the way that you're thinking, the books that you're reading, the opportunities that are showing up, the connections that are being made, just the general feeling that you have, the peace of mind. There's so many layers to what you just described. And I would say, my belief is that's a lot of what the infinite is that Nelson was talking about. He says, you know, he would say that the reason, as soon as something is finite, you put limitations on it. The whole idea of infinite is that it's limitless. And the thing that is limitless is the bounds of our own brain and what it can conceive and it can comprehend. And that's really why he chose that as the inspiration for kind of the title of what he called this thing. So the way that you've expressed it, I think, is really important. And Jason, you shared something from Proverbs, and page 71 in Nelson's book, he has right at the top of the page is from Proverbs. It's, a good man leaves an inheritance for his children's children. Mm-hmm. And I was on a session with the Nelson Nash Institute just the other day. We had a group of, you know, of advisors all over North America, and this particular topic came up on this page. And I had an interesting context with it that I hadn't thought about either before. And so I actually highlighted it and put a date on my book, as I do when I think of something new. And, you know, you identified in your conversation, Scott, you know, doing things for your daughter, for your family, how really what stirred this a little bit was to some degree the impact of your father passing and insurance in relation to that. So, you know, I would love to hear maybe what could you share with our listeners about just the value of the insurance in general and how that does create the peace of mind for you that you've kind of done it. Can you expand on that to some degree?
Yeah, I guess the insurance, when it first applied, Brendan did a great job explaining the process to me and, you know, and diving into the benefits. And now I'm also diving into, I can use this while I'm still living for my family as well. And understanding how cash flow is really happening in our lives. And I was like, this is amazing. The insurance, I was not in the perfect health when I did my insurance. So I would say it had that big effect on my health. It gave me a kick in the ass to be better and go to the future. So I can plant that next tree. Mm-hmm. So I'd say that was a huge realization for me. And just keep you working harder. Now, I've just recently started building my banking system. I just have the one policy, but I really didn't need the money, but I'm practicing. I'm not a big spreadsheet guy like Sarblo, more tactile like yourself. I have my little book here. I keep track of everything, what I'm utilizing it for, how I'm paying that money back, and how I'm going to make things better by either planting a new tree or getting a better blood test for my type 2 diabetes, which is doing great. It's been decreasing. And I'm hoping eventually the doctor's going to say, okay, go off the medication.
That's incredible.
It's really amazing. It's awe-inspiring, really, to hear that's happening.
Scott is an incredibly humble guy because, Scott, if you don't mind, I mean, if you could share just a little bit about like what you've been able to accomplish since we've met. You gave me a few highlights, and you look like a completely different person. And I know there's been several major improvements since you first applied for your policy.
Yeah, I guess I was on the same journey there with Jason with some weight loss that contributed to, I think I was, you know, near 260, 265. And now I'm down to 220. Just on over here. And
wow. Yeah, we're in the same boat.
The people listening to this are clapping in their cars right now.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Of course, I got my dog. I was much heavier 5 or 6 years ago. I was 290. And I got a dog. I learned all this stuff in regards to whole life. A lot of things came at me in the year. And reversing diabetes was not on the radar. Came about the same time. I was like, what? You can reverse diabetes? Type 2 diabetes? I had no idea. So same principle, joined a group, got on Zoom platform once a week. I got a dietitian, who not how, implementing all this. And you guys, dietitian, some coaching, mentorship, doctors, just an incredible, like, not totally overwhelming, but just to narrow down the focus was, you know, my health first.
Yeah.
And then I got the wealth and the giving. So I was trying to do something for my late father, thinking about having a foundation or something. I was like, oh my God, that's a lot of work. But I found people that do that for you. Who not?
Yeah. And there you go. Yeah. Scott's got it.
That's something.
He's got it because that's where the brain goes, right? How am I going to get this done versus who can help me get this done?
Yeah. So my anxiety has really come down. And yeah, it's led into some team leadership, and I can do a little bit more. I can have more time with the family. And my daughter is really showing me a lot that I'm learning. And it's kind of like, she already knows some of this stuff, but where's she getting it from? So yeah, there's a lot of creativity, a lot of value. My daughter's showing me how much she can bring value to the world. And I get, you know, you guys have been doing that as well. How much value that you're bringing into people's lives by educating people on this process. You know, yes, it's a product, and but it's a huge part of life. And anyone out there, if you haven't listened or to the podcast or the books, get on YouTube and read these books that I showed. They will change your thinking and change your life.
Love that. And on the health, wealth, and giving notes. So there were three categories that you just wanted to make special mention. And so please share with our viewers and listeners what you wanted to share regarding each one of those three categories.
Yeah, I think I wrote down there, just wanted to share the lifestylerx.io. That is basically the platform I found. I did see it on TV a while back. I checked into it, and they reach out to you. They send you for a blood test, and they monitor you for 3 months and see where your A1C is at now and where it ends up in 3 month period. You'll meet with a group of people also trying to do that. And a nutritionist or a dietitian will be on board. You can pay extra money to have a detailed plan for you. But basically for 12 weeks, and this is for anybody that wishes to lose weight, it doesn't necessarily have to be someone that has type 2 diabetes. They prefer you having type 2 diabetes because they're doing a study. That was a big change for me. And until then, I just thought I was on medication for a while and I was going to the doctor every 3 months. But the biggest change has happened in the last year.
Become your own banker and take back control over your financial life. Hey, is this even possible? You may be asking, can I even do this? Well, you better believe it. In fact, it's easy to get going. So easy that we've put together a free report, 7 Simple Steps to Becoming Your Own Banker. Download it right now. Go to 7steps.ca. That's 7steps.ca. Now let's get back to the episode.
Unbelievable.
Wow. Wow. That, you know, to see somebody go through that transition is, it's not only inspiring, but knowing now that you're sharing this openly and your, you know, other existing clients will see this, people, you just never know who you're going to impact. Somebody's surfing around on YouTube and they come across this video. Maybe that's you that's watching right now. I'm living in your phone. But you know, it's, but somebody who's come across this, well, you just don't know who you're going to impact, right? You might be the domino for somebody where they're like, hey, you know what? I've experienced some health challenges and I'm not in a place that I want to be from a health and fitness or giving or growing my wealth. And it was Scott that was the domino that tipped over. That's the remarkable advantage of YouTube and our podcast platform. And so it's, you know, thank you for being open and just sharing your journey. You know, people need to know that transformation is possible. You can't escape the work necessary to achieve it.
Yeah.
But it makes it all the more worthwhile when you look at it down the road, when you can turn around and go, look at all the progress I've made. Like, that's awesome. Absolutely awesome. And think about your going to the infinite banking concept for a moment. So what would be one of the, I guess, the key advantages that stood out for you where you thought, okay, I've got clarity. I know that I want to do this. What was that one big advantage that jumped out at you?
Well, I would say was real estate. I've been studying real estate for a while. I've been trying to take some action onto it, and I've been taking my time with it. Haven't found the right mentor with it. But now that's evolving. And now as the policy is growing bigger and I see that cash flow daily, I was like, oh, yeah, I need a 10 of these like 10 years ago. But the real estate aspect of how I can control some money, we just had a recent spike with the interest rate in Nelson's book. There he is again, right in the same kind of timeline. He went through that in the 80s. He solved that problem in the kneeling position at 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. I was there with him, I think, just a couple of years ago. So I think that was the biggest thing for me. I also saw I would help with some debts. My wife stopped working for a while, so I was able to gobble up some of her debts, and she doesn't have to worry about making the payments. I can control that money. And and just keep on going. I mean, if I can master a spreadsheet like Sarbo and Vernon.
I appreciate you throwing my name in the hat there with that. But
Vernon is
a spreadsheet master over at Ascendant Financial. Definitely, he's in the hierarchy of spreadsheet guys. Vern's way up there.
It's one way. It's one way to excel at Infinite Bank.
Nobody tuning in realized that they were going to get slammed with dad jokes as they went through the episode.
Now,
Vern, you've had an awesome experience connecting with Scott. I'd love to hear a little bit about what are some insights that come up for you in what you've recognized and seen in Scott's journey since you guys got connected.
Yeah, well, first of all, I don't have to say this, but clearly, you know, Scott's a super inspiring guy, right? Every time I chat with him, every time he shares something with me, I'm totally blown away, because he always has some sort of an update that you just didn't expect, right? Particularly like I said, when it comes to the health aspect of things, but just how coachable he is and how, you know, he's gone. I mean, what other things has he talked about just today? He's talked about Dan Sullivan. He's talked about Joe Polish. Like, you can see that he's just a sponge for information, but not just that, like you shared earlier, Jason, he's actually putting things into action. And so I think that's super inspiring. And I'd have to say, this is something that I've stolen directly from Jason and Richard. Everything that Scott's talking about here, none of this stuff shows up on an illustration, right? None of this stuff has to do with banking, right? It's just all the ripple effects that come from when you start implementing this process, and you start to think and you start to rethink your thinking. So Scott's just a shining example of all of that. So, but what I'd say is just, you know, I love getting together with Scott, his enthusiasm, his passion. He's been to, I don't know, Scott, how many live events have you now attended?
I've been to one in Vancouver and one in Edmonton.
Yeah.
I'll be that guy to hop on a plane and go somewhere else, or preferably in Vancouver. But I just can't wait to go to the next one and meet someone else and hear the messaging again. I think that's important. Like, how many times I've read the book now, how many times I've listened to your stories on stage, and just keep it moving. How excited I was today to be able to speak to you guys. You, speaking of Joe Polish again, you're three big dominoes right here. So I've been able to attend Monday Night Mentoring with Jason. Super awesome. Anyone wanting to do that, inspiration, and it just gives you that little kick down the road. It's 1% better.
So with that, Rich, my favorite thing, you know, working with Scott is he embraces the concept, I think, at like the deepest level that you, I mean, just listen to his passion and everything that he's talking about here. It goes way beyond, you know, a policy or even the process of becoming your own banker. He's taken it on in terms of developing himself wholly, right? Like Jason said, health, wealth, and giving. So really, really great stuff, Scott. And I appreciate you a lot. I'm happy to be working with you.
I'd love to hear a little bit more, Scott, about, you know, attending, you know, family banking summits and come, you know, you came out to Edmonton, you came down to Vancouver. They were similar, but also very, very different. Just those two events alone. And, you know, not everyone who attended those events, because we did them in multiple cities all over the country, had a chance to maybe experience them the same. So each event was different. So I'm curious, maybe if you could just share with our listeners, what was the experience of attending one of those events like? You know, what was something that you kind of took away from that experience? And then also, what would you say was different about, say, the two different events that you went to?
I think the first event too, I was already a policy holder. Then I wanted to find other policy holders to network, and I wanted the message reinforced to me, or you guys are experts, so I want to be encompassed around you, and sparking more, it just sparks more imagination. And each time I think I went to the second one, it was getting clearer. It's getting a clearer picture on the process and my own objectives and goals and what this policy could do for my family, and or a system of policies could do with my family. Hearing from the people that are experts at it and have more than 10 policies in place. I only got 76 more to go. I'll catch Jason. He is probably on 80 right now. The networking, I got a great relationship going with a client of one of Sarblo's clients, Teresa Dugan, has been so wonderful. She is so inspiring to me. She's 68 and she's still going at it, like wanting to make money and secure her life and make life good for her kids. And so that's the person I was hoping to meet, an elf, you know, easy, lucrative, and fun. And so a lot of positive energy is in these summits, and finding another hoop or another domino that connects with your objectives and your goals. So, you know, I think the Edmonton event was even better because it was out of my own province. I made some connections there. I met some people that were at the Vancouver one, and then I got reacquainted with them. There, I've had conversations with them, and it's my impact filter and how I filter out people in my life. And it's just been great. I'd say that attending one of these events is one of the great things. The second best thing to reading this book.
And there will be many more.
I hope so. Yes.
And having thought leaders from within our client community who can continue to be a positive influence, because people, when they first start their journey with the concept, once they get exposed to the client community, it's affirmed for them, like, hey, I'm not a lone ranger. You know, there are so many other people who have embraced this concept. And it's all the conversations that happen during the breaks and during the, you know, the lunch and the pre-event and post-event, and people just hang around and they're having really impactful conversations. And there's a lot of great ideas that get distributed among the client community. And that's the whole reason why we want to bring people together, is so that you're surrounding yourselves with like-minded individuals who have fully embraced this and who just want and are seeking out a variety of different methods of how others have integrated this into their lives. And so there will be plenty more summits, and we're excited about them.
Everything that you just identified, Scott, goes directly to page 65 of Nelson's book. Organize or join one already in existence, a wealth club that meets periodically. Here you have the support of others that are working their way out of darkness. Be sure to include members that already have a good track record in practicing the principles of the infinite banking concept. This is important because you need to surround yourself with others of like-minded understanding. You don't want to be a victim of feeling that you are the Lone Ranger. We all need the nourishment of a favorable environment. No one elevates himself much above the environment in which they operate. And you just encapsulated all of that in your description of attending these events, engaging in, Monday night mentoring, probably reattended some webinars along the way, attended client coaching sessions that we do, using the tools in the, Ascended membership site. Those are all like check boxes of activity that is epitomizing what Nelson's talking about on page 65 of the book.
1,000%.
1,000%. Yeah. That's, I think I was just reading that the other day at the park, like maybe on the same page. How we think about how money is flowing and what the capitalist system really meant is private citizens contracting with one another. Like, that has never happened in my life before. And now that's happening in my life now. So it's very interesting. And because I grew up in a thing, you went to school, you were taught to do everything on your own. If you asked for help, that was cheating. And, you were at the door by your 16, 17, get a job and you're on your own sort of thing. And I've learned more about finances and life circumstances and how to pivot and navigate through these things more in the last 2 years than I ever had.
That's incredible. And, to any viewer or listener who is at some point in their journey of discovery of this concept, what are some additional words of advice that you would share that might help them along that journey of learning?
It takes the concept, I guess, is taught, not taught. And I caught it right away and was very passionate about it. And if you're skeptical about it, I guess just try to learn more about it. Reading the books and having a mentor, having that other person. Like I have multiple people that are policyholders and that like real estate, and start talking to them about it. And it's not a get rich quick scheme. It's just a banking process, simply that, then your imagination.
There you go.
Yeah.
Love that. And what would you say about your experience, in working with Fern and working with his teammates, at Ascendant? How would you describe that experience?
Well, basically I'm a team member. That's the way you build your company and your team. Is I feel more like an associate, and then I work there sometimes. I've spent a lot of time on YouTube and had great conversations with you guys all. I've met Agatha, I've met Jennifer. I would say, it's just a very positive experience. I'm probably more happy about this than I am with money in my TFSA or something.
Thank goodness.
Yeah, no doubt.
Well, that was great. Guys, any other thoughts or insights that you wanted to bring up?
Well, for me, I'm just thinking Scott, it's actually been a little bit since we've connected. So I know when you first got the ball rolling, we connected a whole lot, and I'm glad we got a chance to connect today. So I'll definitely reach out, and we should maybe do a catch up and just get connected, see where you're at with things. And I would love to hear, Scott, if you had a specific, you know, thing as it relates to implementing the process, like, do you have a specific, you kind of shared some things earlier about, you know, your personal situation, your wife and things like that. Like, is there one thing that you could isolate that you would say is your biggest win, specifically as it relates to implementing the process?
You know, biggest win, it's created a lot of interest, and people want to find out more about it, like within my family unit. So it's actually drawn my family into more financial discussions and how we include each other in not so much financial decisions, but opportunities. You know, the process of that book and Joe Polish's 25K membership is basically almost like developing within my family now. It was like,
how about that?
There's a 2K group, and that will turn into a 5K group, and so on and so on. And that's the power of the policy as well, because everything is growing. Whole life is your whole life. It's in fact my relationships with my family, my friends, anybody that's had the inclination to let's take a second look at this, or I'm listening, and how, you know, does this benefit the whole? And the people that see that, they're very happy on this. I guess we connect things as we want to see instant gratification, and we want to see something happen. Pick up that Monopoly card. Oh, get $100 from the bank. It's not that, but it can be that in the future, and it will be on a daily basis. Just one policy grows, I think, $8-$12 a day. That's pretty good. I know Richard has shared, you know, where he's at in his policies, and, you know, they're growing at $150 a day or whatever. And this is control. This, it's amazing.
Oh, love that.
That was really well put, Scott. And I'm glad that you've done something really unique here on our program today. And that is, you've highlighted and identified not only what most matters and is important to you and was really connected with you in your journey, but you've tied that all into things that virtually have very little, if almost nothing, to do with life insurance. Mm-hmm. It is all around your life. It's all the life that is now much more assured based on the things that you're doing. The activities that you're taking are what we would refer to as off the page. And I think that's an important takeaway for our listeners to recognize. You've done everyone a great service today by sharing the expansiveness by which Nelson's message and his book and his teaching has created value for you in multiple areas of life that are many would agree listening in are vastly more important and more valuable than what might be on the page, you know? So again, I think you've done an amazing job of helping really, truly separate what Jason and I, we often have reaction videos and other things around the, you know, the product versus the process and all of these ancillary benefits that are created that vastly outweigh. So I'm very, very happy and overwhelmed to hear the way that you've encapsulated that in your own life for our listeners. So I just want to thank you and appreciate that greatly. And, you know, one of the things, as you know, we like to do here, Scott, before we have a chance to let everyone know what's coming up with the next video, is we want to find out a little bit more about who it is that you would most want to be a hero to.
Who do I want to be a hero to? Well, I would say my little girl, most definitely. And this is my why. I always show Vernon a picture of her. Of course, she's much bigger now. She's 10. But that's the picture that I got on my desk whenever I'm in this office. And I could be talking to you. She's right there. And she is who I want to be a hero to, my family. And I want to be a hero to you guys, because you've created a great stewardship there with any client that you have. And the education material you have on your website, all the things that we mentioned, the summits and everything. I mean, you got stewards walking around. I don't spend a lot of time trying to sell this to anybody or anything, but I do hand the book off to a lot of people. And some people say it doesn't sound like it's for me, and other people are more curious. So, and hopefully those are the people talking to Vern.
So does Vern. Well, Scott, hey, listen, it was it was a pleasure. And again, thank you for being generous with your time and for being open to sharing. We have viewers and listeners from across North America. And so it's, we've taken out the giant eraser on the border to say, look, the concept doesn't recognize any borders. It's applicable to everyone in North America. And so you'll be helping not only Canadians, but Americans as well, and influencing them in a positive direction. So thank you for doing that. Your impact is going to be big. And to all of our viewers and listeners, you will see on the viewing side a video that's just popped up for you. It's a recommended video, and we recommend that you watch it because we want you to continue your journey of learning. And for those who have tuned in, thank you for tuning in and for investing in yourself. As Scott so eloquently mentioned, how important it is to do that, not only from a wealth standpoint, but from a health and giving standpoint. So, gentlemen, this was fun. Make the rest of your week outstanding.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys. Much appreciated.
Happy to have you.
Thanks for listening to the Wealth Without Bay Street podcast, where your wealth matters. Be sure to check out our social media channels for more great content. Hit subscribe on your favorite podcast player and be sure to rate the show. We definitely appreciate it. And don't forget to share this episode with someone you care about. Join us on the next episode where we continue to uncover the financial tools, strategies, and the mindsets that maximize your wealth.